Welcome to the Love and Light Live podcast, empowering crystal lovers to learn and experience the art of crystal healing. Get ready to listen in and follow your soul calling with crystals. Hello, thank you so much for joining me for the Love and Light Live podcast, the number one place for all things crystals, brought to you by loveandlightschool.com. I'm your host, Ashley Levy, a podcaster, educator, and best-selling crystal healing author. Welcome to today's show, where we are going to explore the best crystals for the water element. I'm going to be sharing a little bit about how you can work with your crystals for unlocking the healing energies of water and sharing some of my favorite stones and why I think they correspond to the water element. But before we get started, I'd like to answer one of our listener questions. Today's question comes from Velvet Rose, and Velvet Rose says, "I'm struggling to remember the affirmations that go with my crystals throughout the day. You've provided some awesome affirmations, and I just want to remember to use them and what they are. Any suggestions?" Absolutely. Don't feel like you have to commit these to memory. You can absolutely write them down on a little piece of paper, maybe tuck them into a pouch with your crystal or into your pocket or your handbag, where you can get those affirmations out and read them aloud or silently to yourself while you hold your crystal. Or alternatively, if you don't want to carry the physical piece of paper around, or maybe your crystals are even, you know, in jewelry or something like that, then you could type out the affirmation in a little email to yourself, a text to yourself, the notes app on your cell phone, somewhere where you can go check it digitally. And that works out really well too. Finally, Velvet Rose asks, "Also, I was wondering if you think I should use fiery stones for my Scorpio sun sign to counter my overly sensitive ways." That's a great question. I think fire element crystals for a Scorpio could be good in some ways. And if you're intuitively feeling called to work with those stones, then by all means, go for it. But I think what might be even more beneficial would be some earth energy stones to keep you really grounded and to help you ground out that excess emotion. So thank you so much, Velvet Rose. I really appreciate your question. And if you're listening today and you have a question you'd like me to answer for you about crystals or spirituality, or you have a story that you'd like to share with me here on the podcast, you can submit your question or share your crystal experience over at loveandlightschool.com/ask for the chance to be featured in an upcoming episode. I look forward to hearing from you soon. Discover how you can deepen your spiritual journey and follow your soul calling with crystals. The Love and Light School's award-winning crystal healing certification program opens soon. Go to crystalhealerschool.com. Now it's time for our main topic for today, water element crystals, stones to unlock the healing energies of water. The elements represent the four creative energies of the universe: earth, air, fire, and water. And each element has a set of archetypal energies that are associated with it. And when you get familiar with these energies, it can help you better understand their influence on you. Each element is also associated with certain healing stones based on their respective properties and energies. So in this episode, we're going to dive into the water element crystals and how you can incorporate the power of water into your crystal practice. Water is a really powerful ally, a companion, and a wise teacher. It has had such a profound impact on my life, and I'm sure that most of us would feel the same way. For me, I think back to, you know, my early childhood days, taking summer walks around the pond near my grandparents' house while my grandfather told me about all of the native plants and wildflowers that grew around the pond, to my college days, hiking around a little forest preserve near my home, searching for skunk cabbages and doing plant diversity plots for my biology classes in college, to my deeply profound pilgrimage to Avalon, where I connected with the red and white springs, which had a huge impact on my personal spiritual practice. Water has been ever present in my life and a huge important part of my spiritual development. Even here in the Midwestern US, where we're a little bit more landlocked, we still have rivers and lakes and streams and ponds, and of course, the amazing Great Lakes. Water has held me during times of joy and deep grief, and in moments of embodied presence and mystical experience. The water element connects you with emotions, intuition, cleansing, and love. So I thought I'd go through a few water element correspondences, and then we'll dig into our crystals. So when you're thinking about the archetypal energies of the water element, some key words to focus on are fluidity, adaptation, emotions, intuition, love, memory, wisdom, reflection, healing, and release. The color and symbols of water are blue crescent moon, sort of upturned so that the points of the crescent are pointing upward, almost like a horseshoe, or an inverse blue triangle. The season and direction that are usually associated with water are autumn and the direction of the west, but these can change culturally, and that's totally okay. These are just most common for a sort of Western esoteric view of elemental correspondences. The parts of the body that are connected with water are the belly, adrenals, and intestines. The watery zodiac signs are Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. The tarot suit associated with water are the cups or chalices, which represent the emotions, intuition, love, and sort of a mirror to your heart. And the planets that we associate with water are the moon and Venus. So I'd like to share the crystals that I commonly associate with the water element. I went back through quite a bit of my intuitive insight and writings about crystals to pull these associations. And I thought rather than just give you a list of the crystals, I wanted to explain a little bit why I felt like each of these crystals should be connected with water. Now, if you would like to watch sort of a mini class about this almost, I did a Facebook Live just a couple of days ago. That's up on my Facebook page. You can find me there at Love and Light School. And I do a show and tell of some of my favorites of these crystals and talk about their connections with water. So if you would rather view sort of a video with some visuals, if you're a really visual learner or you just want to see some gorgeous crystals, I would definitely recommend that you head over to Facebook to check that out. I've also embedded that video into this week's blog at loveandlightschool.com/blog. You can also find the recording on YouTube. But if you like to listen in, then I will go through those crystals here for you as well. When you're working on developing your intuition, becoming familiar with how to use your crystals in different divination practices can be really helpful. That's why, in my Crystals for Intuitive Tarot course, I've shared practical techniques for working with crystal energy to discover the deeper wisdom of the tarot. This course includes 15 in-depth lessons covering topics like an introduction to crystals in the tarot, crystals for setting the stage and creating sacred space for readings, crystals to ground and center you as the reader, crystals to call in the elements for magical support, crystals to awaken your intuition before a reading, wearing crystal jewelry as a personal talisman for intuition and communication, working with crystals to provide more depth to your card readings, incorporating crystals into your readings for others, creating your own crystal tarot set and tarot and crystal correspondences, working with your crystal tarot set, creating crystal essences for embodying the archetypal energies of the tarot, creating a crystal grid for tarot meditation, crystals to keep your cards clear and shielded between readings, the 10 best crystals for tarot readings, and a tarot spread for learning about the energy of a crystal. As crystal healers, it's important for us to continue to explore new ways to develop and tune into our intuition. Working with crystals in the tarot can help you gain the clarity and wisdom that you need to go even deeper with your readings. You'll learn more about all of this when you sign up for my Crystals for Intuitive Tarot course. Visit loveandlightschool.com/tarot. That's T-A-R-O-T, to learn more. Again, that's loveandlightschool.com/tarot. Don't forget to use promo code PODCASTFAN for $10 off your first class. So I'm going to take these one at a time in alphabetical order, starting with blue lace agate, which is a very cooling water element stone. So if you're feeling sort of some heated emotions, then blue lace agate, which is connected to the water element, can be really helpful because it's so cooling, soothing, and calming. And since the water element is also connected with emotions, this is the perfect crystal to help you cool those flames of anger or frustration or rage. There's also Botswana agate, which reminds you to go with the flow. It has these swirling, twisting, turning bands, and it's the perfect representation and reminder to just be in flow. Next is Lake Superior agate. This connects you with the energy of the water element, which is the ultimate life-giving source, and it helps you in any healing work that you do for the earth's bodies of water. So if you're doing energetic healing, maybe by sending some energy or creating a crystal grid for the health of a body of water, or if you're doing a physical cleanup, it's a great companion to have on hand. There's also river agate, which is a little bit similar, but it comes from Brazil, and there's a bit more color variation in the river agate, which helps you tap into your inner power. So it's a reminder that water can also be a force to be reckoned with. Water can be so powerful. Literally, rivers can carve through rock, and river agate helps us recognize that we too can be still, like a pond of water, or we can be powerful like that raging river. There's also Amazonite, which lets your compassion flow like water from your heart. This is a great crystal for helping you get in tune with those feelings of compassion, empathy, and love that are so deeply connected with the water element. Amethyst is another great water crystal, connects you with the intuitive aspects of the water element. Most people know amethyst to be a crystal that's really strongly connected with intuition. And so it has sort of a natural affinity to the water element. There's also specifically Veracruz amethyst, which is a pale lavender or lilac variety of amethyst that comes from Las Vegas, Veracruz, Mexico. And this reminds you of the life-giving energy of water. This is a companion crystal that helps us remember that we are part of this earth, and just like every other living being, we need water for our survival. We are dependent upon water for survival. It nurtures us, it nourishes us. And without it, we literally cannot exist. So Veracruz amethyst reminds us of that connection to source. There's also aquamarine, which is named for the sea, for the ocean. It's a stone of the sea and a stone of the sea's creatures, reminding us of the vastness of diversity that's found in the earth's oceans. Next up is brown aragonite, which can be really helpful for supporting you as you work to release a fear of water. I mentioned before, you know, water can be really passive, really gentle, but it can also be really scary. Think about the difference between a soft, gentle sprinkle of rain and a hurricane. It's very, very different. So if you struggle with the fear of water, you may want to try working with some brown aragonite. It's so grounding and soothing and calming and can be really supportive as you're working through those fears. There's also azurite, which promotes a great deal of mental clarity for doing intuitive work. So sometimes, even if we're getting intuitive messages, they're all a little bit muddled up and we can't quite make sense of them. Azurite comes in really handy here for helping us get a bit of clarity so we can make sense of what's coming through. Next is aqua calcite, which facilitates a really calm state of mind, like a pool of still water. And I love this stone because it really helps me feel at ease when I'm really feeling a little overwhelmed. There's also red coral calcite, which I've only ever found under this name from one source. So I personally can't see any difference between this and regular red calcite. So I think either would be fine. And this crystal connects you with the energy of the water element, just really helps you tap in and be in flow, in sync, and in alignment with the energy of water. White calcite, on the other hand, is one of my favorite crystals because it offers you space for reflection. Just like that still pool of water would help us see our reflection, white calcite sort of holds space for us to do that inner work and reflect on ourselves and our life. Cavansite is one of my favorite minerals. It comes from Punjab in India. It wasn't discovered until about the 1960s, and it connects you with the energy of the sea. So if you are someone who is really connected with the ocean, with the sea, and you find that you can't actually be in the presence of the sea as often as you'd like, Cavansite sort of has this depth of energy that really reminds me of the ocean. So it's a great companion if you need to be away from the ocean, but you still want to maintain that connection. Next is blue chalcedony, which reminds you to shift and change according to your present circumstance. So just like when you pour water into a container, it takes on the shape of that container. Blue chalcedony reminds us to sort of change and shift based on what's going on, what our situation is. And this doesn't mean that you're changed at your core. It doesn't mean you're changing who you are, right? Just like if you pour that water from one container into another, it will change its shape based on that new container, but it's still water. So even if we change sort of our outward expression of self, we're still us on the inside. And that's the energy and message that blue chalcedony has for us. There's also charoite, and some of the most beautiful charoite comes from Russia. This enhances water healing practices. So any type of healing work that you're doing where you're incorporating water, so if it's using water as an offering, using it as a blessing, using it to cleanse or anoint, charoite can really help enhance that practice. Next up is chrysocolla, which instills respect for the earth's bodies of water. Water is that life-giving source, and it needs to be respected, not only because we are dependent upon it for our survival, but also because it can be so powerful. It can be such a force to be reckoned with. And chrysocolla just reminds us to have a healthy respect for it. White coral isn't a traditional crystal because it's organic in nature, but we still sometimes use things like coral in our crystal healing practice. And coral encourages the communal tending of our waterways and water sources. Coral is a communal organism. All the little individual corals grow together in a community. And so this reminds us that we don't have to take on these practices of cleaning up or tending to our waterways on our own. This should be something that we do in community, because water is a human right, and access to clean water should be available to all. There's also cretite, which connects you to the energy of the water element to wash away any feelings and thoughts that need to be released. So if you need that really cleansing energy, that really powerful release energy that water is able to offer us, then working with cretite can really help facilitate that. Next is dumortierite, which connects you to the energy of the water element so that you're better able to go with the flow. And then we have blue fluorite, one of my favorite crystals. And if you want to see something really, really special, please do check out that Facebook live stream that I did. Again, you can find that embedded into this week's blog at loveandlightschool.com, or you can find it over on Facebook at Love and Light School. I show in that video a blue fluorite that was a gift from my grandfather that's so precious to me. So if you want to sort of see a little behind the scenes of that, be sure to go check it out. But I love blue fluorite for connecting with the energy of the water element because it's so cleansing and a little different in the way that cretite is. Cretite really helping us with release. Blue fluorite really helps us cleanse excess emotional baggage and really facilitates deep emotional healing. Next is one of my absolute favorites, and this is another one you should definitely check out in the video if you can. It's fossil echinoid, or a fossilized sea urchin. The one that I show in the video is from the species Mycraster, which actually forms a heart-shaped echinoid fossil. These are some of my favorite stones. They have so much history and lore associated with them. But because they are born of the sea, they really enhance our connection to the water element. They hold the record of the Earth's ancient oceans and ancient waters. So getting to work with these is really special. Then there's iolite, which was used to navigate the sea. Another name for iolite is Viking's compass. And this stone helps you find direction when you feel sort of swept away by the current of life. So if things feel a little bit tumultuous, difficult to navigate, a little chaotic, reach for some iolite to find that clarity and direction. Now, this is just an introduction to the stones that I cover. If you want to check out more, be sure to head over to loveandlightschool.com. You can read up on Gary Green Jasper, Blue Kyanite, Lapis, Larimar, Malachite, Rainbow Moonstone, White Moonstone, Boulder Opal, Hyaline Opal, Pearl, Actinolite Included Quartz, Blue Indicolite Tourmalinated Quartz, Cobalt Aura Quartz, Metamorphosis Quartz, Rose Quartz, Garden Quartz, Selenite, Abalone Shell, Shungite, Silver, Blue Topaz, Blue Tourmaline, and Turquoise. There is so much more goodness to discuss, but I don't want to just read everything out to you in this episode. I would really love for you to go explore more over on the website or check out that great Facebook video. And if you do hop over to Facebook, leave me a comment. Let me know which one of these is your favorite, which one you enjoyed seeing in that video. I would absolutely love to hear from you. It was so much fun doing the live for everyone, and that recording is going to stay up so you can pop over and check it out anytime. I would love to hear what you think about the crystals that I show and see if there were any that stood out to you as sort of calling your attention right now. But before I wrap up today's episode, I do want to share a couple other resources with you. Do you feel intuitively called to work more deeply with your stones? To grow your confidence, knowledge, and connection to crystal energy beyond what you can learn on your own? Our award-winning Crystal Healing Certification Program will take you from crystal lover to a confident, certified crystal healer and help you discover your soul's path and crystal purpose. Go to crystalhealerschool.com to learn more. This first resource is a way to work with your water element crystal, because it's all well and good to be able to pick one out that you feel connected to, but what do you actually do with it? Well, to work with your water element crystal, you can place it on your altar or in your sacred space, along with something that represents the water element. Your chosen representation or symbol of the water element could be something like a small dish of water, a fountain, some seashells, a chalice or goblet, a mirror, an image or statue of a mermaid or a dolphin, a sea turtle, or any other sea creature, or anything else that helps you feel really connected with the energy of water. Then make yourself comfortable in front of your altar, pick up your water element crystal, close your eyes, and take a few deep breaths. Ask that the stone help connect you with the energy of the water element and that it provide you with some clarity about what water has to share with you right now. Envision yourself surrounded by the energy of the water element. Take another deep breath in, exhale, and then open your eyes and gaze at your water altar, at that specific symbol that you've placed on your altar. Take it all in as much detail as you can, and when you feel ready, you can close your eyes again and think about the symbolism and imagery of that thing that you've placed on your altar. What thoughts are entering your mind about its energy and its meaning for you at this time? Why did you choose this specific thing? What messages is the water element bringing to you? Give yourself as much time as you need to hear that message from water. Then take a few more deep breaths in and feel the energy of water move from your stone into your hands and fill your aura, your energy body, and feel it charge you up with the energy of the water element. You can take a few more deep breaths and then come back to the present moment. And if you want to journal about your insights and experiences, to keep a record of the messages you uncover, this is really a good idea, especially as you continue to develop your relationship with water. You can perform this ritual with any of your chosen water element crystals. They could be some of the ones that I shared earlier or correspondences of your own. And if you want something to do a little bit deeper, a little bit further at that water element altar, you can do my water element mini meditation, which I've shared a link to on this week's blog post. Again, head over to loveandlightschool.com to check it out. It's a really simple meditative exercise that you can do with your water crystal, sort of a guided visualization that you can follow along with, and you can find the link to that in this week's blog. Now, the last thing I want to chat about today is something I'm really, really excited about. I am going to be participating in the 2024 Water Priestess Confluence, which is a global community of spiritual seekers and water enthusiasts coming together for a virtual event to celebrate the energy and importance of water. It's going to be an unforgettable journey into the mystical depths of water's spiritual essence, and I'll be teaching a class at this year's Water Priestess Confluence called Healing Crystals for Connecting with the Water Element. So this is going to be a transformative journey where we will explore the symbiotic relationship between crystals and the water element. I'm going to share some practical techniques for harnessing the harmonizing energy of your crystals to deepen your connection to the water within you and around you. I'll share some ways you can integrate crystals into daily rituals with water to enhance your connection to the water element, and we'll go through a step-by-step practice together to create a sacred crystal water temple in a collective experience that I hope will leave you feeling really aligned, empowered, and attuned to the healing energies of water. This is going to be an amazing event, and when you register for the 2024 Water Priestess Confluence, you'll not only get access to my class, which is a live event, but you'll also get access to several amazing keynote addresses, plus over 30 other classes with some absolutely amazing spiritual teachers. All of the classes are delivered live, but ticket holders will be able to access the recordings after the live event. The events take place live from April 5th through April 7th, 2024. But if you get your ticket before April 1st, you can save quite a bit on the cost of the Confluence. So if you'd like to sign up, head over to loveandlightschool.com/water. That will take you directly to the page where you can check out all the classes about the 2024 Water Priestess Confluence. You can read a bit more about my class description as well as the classes of all the other amazing presenters. This conference is put on every year by Anwen Avalon, who I absolutely adore. I was so incredibly fortunate to connect with Anwen in Glastonbury early last year, and I'm so grateful to her for inviting me to this event and for her co-host, Lorelei Black, for working to put together this confluence. So again, head over to loveandlightschool.com/water for all the event information and details. And be sure to do that before April 1st so you can get that big discount on your registration. Well, that is it for today. I hope you enjoyed listening in and that you learned a lot from today's show. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this episode. And if the discussion that I had today sparked new questions, ideas, or memories of your crystal experiences, I would love to hear from you. So you can submit your own question or share your crystal story over at loveandlightschool.com/ask. And if you want more information about anything I discussed in this episode, you can learn more over on the website at loveandlightschool.com/blog. I'd also be incredibly grateful if you're enjoying the show, if you could please leave me a 5-star rating and a review on your favorite podcast platform. You can find the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and so many more. If you would like to find the show on your favorite streaming platform, head over to loveandlightschool.com/listen so you can subscribe so you never miss a future episode. And if you're ready to dive deeper with your crystals and take the next steps on your journey, head over to crystalhealerschool.com to learn more about how you can join me for my upcoming Crystal Healing Certification Program and become a confident, certified crystal healer. I would love to see you in class. That brings us to the end of this week's episode of the Love and Light Live podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Levy, and I'll be back with you next time. Until then, crystal blessings. The Love and Light Live podcast is a production of the Love and Light School of Crystal Therapy. Connect with us online at loveandlightschool.com or on social at Love and Light School. The content provided on or through our website or podcast makes no claims for specific or general health or health results and should not be used to examine, diagnose, or treat any medical condition, prescribe medications, make claims for specific or general healing or health results, or as a substitute for traditional medical treatment. For medical advice, you should consult a licensed healthcare specialist. For more information, please refer to the terms of use on our website at loveandlightschool.com.